3 months ago, I got a call that made my stomach drop. My friend Lisa, who knew I worked in proactive fraud prevention and consumer security, was on the other end, her voice shaky and urgent. "I think I've been hacked," she said. My heart skipped a beat. I'd heard this story too many times, but it never got easier. "Can you help me?" she asked, hope and panic mingling in her words. I immediately agreed to help, though I wasn't entirely sure what I'd find. It was a Thursday afternoon, and I remember it clearly because I had just wrapped up a webinar on minimizing cybersecurity threats. Ironic, isn't it? Here I was, having just lectured about digital security best practices, and now facing the very real possibility of someone incredibly close to me becoming a victim. What's interesting is how quickly the theoretical can become terrifyingly real. "What happened?" I asked, trying to piece together the situation, my mind already running through a mental checklist of common attack vectors. "Well," she started, her voice still laced with a frustrating mix of embarrassment and fear, "I got this email from what looked like my bank. It said there was suspicious activity on my account and I needed to verify my identity." It seemed legit. Until it didn't. Her voice trailed off, and I could sense her mounting frustration, a feeling I know all too well when dealing with these sophisticated scams. Emails like these are classic phishing scams, designed with cunning precision to look authentic and urgent. They ruthlessly exploit our innate fear of fraud to, well, perpetrate fraud. It's a vicious cycle. I explained this to Lisa, adding that these aren't just minor annoyances. Phishing remains a top initial attack vector, responsible for a significant portion of security incidents, and tragically, 94% of organizations fell victim to phishing attacks in 2024 alone. We jumped into action, reviewing her account statements and checking for unauthorized transactions. Sure enough, there they were, several purchases she hadn't made, a stark reminder of the financial pain these attacks can inflict. The next few hours were a blur of phone calls and password changes. We contacted her bank to freeze her accounts and discuss next steps. As we worked, I couldn't shake the feeling that this was a perfect storm of common security mistakes, a scenario I unfortunately encounter far too often in my line of work. "Lisa, did you have two-factor authentication set up?" I asked, a hopeful note in my voice, knowing it could have been a game-changer. "No," she admitted, sounding genuinely embarrassed. "I thought it was too much hassle," I sighed, not at her, but at how often I'd heard this same refrain. "Here's the thing though, two-factor authentication, 2FA, is like double locking your front door. It might take an extra few seconds, but it's absolutely worth it. It's a fundamental safeguard. In fact, Microsoft data suggests that multi-factor authentication can block over 99.9% of automated account compromise attacks." I use this moment to reinforce why it's crucial, explaining how it adds a vital layer of protection, making it significantly harder for hackers to access your accounts even if your primary password is compromised. It's truly the simplest, most effective step most people can take right now. As we continued, we uncovered more vulnerabilities. Lisa had been using the exact same password across multiple online accounts. I know, she interrupted before I could even begin my usual spiel. "It's just easier to remember." I couldn't blame her. Most of us have fallen into this trap at some point. But I reminded her how modern password managers can effortlessly create and securely store complex, unique passwords for every single login, eliminating the hassle entirely. It's a small shift in habit that yields massive security dividends. We also talked at length about recognizing sophisticated phishing attempts. I showed her practical tricks, like how to hover over links, on a desktop, of course, to reveal their true destinations, and how to meticulously inspect sender addresses for subtle discrepancies that cybercriminals often miss. These small habits, these moments of vigilance, can save you a lot of grief, and a lot of money, I said, trying to be as encouraging as possible while emphasizing the gravity. By the time we finished, it was late, the city lights twinkling outside my window. Lisa thanked me, sounding far more relieved than when we started, the panic replaced by a sense of newfound control. "I'm sorry for dragging you into this," she said, and I could hear the lingering guilt in her voice. "Don't be," I replied, genuinely meaning it. "It's what I do. Besides, I learned a lot today too." And I truly did. The situation was a wake-up call, even for me, someone immersed in this field daily. It was a stark reminder of how easy it is to become complacent and how quickly things can escalate, especially when the average cost of a data breach globally hit a staggering $4.88 million in 2024. I realized I needed to communicate these essential lessons even more effectively, both personally to friends and family, and professionally to a wider audience. Unpacking digital security, your top questions answered. How can I spot those sneaky phishing emails? Phishing emails are masters of disguise, often creating a false sense of urgency and appearing to be from legitimate sources like your bank or a well-known service. Beyond the obvious misspellings, always scrutinize suspicious sender addresses that don't quite match the official domain. Be wary of unexpected attachments, and crucially, always hover your mouse over any links, without clicking, to reveal their true, often malicious, URLs. If something feels off, trust your gut. Why is two-factor authentication, 2FA, non-negotiable? Two-factor authentication, 2FA, or multi-factor authentication, MFA, adds an indispensable layer of security. It requires a second form of verification beyond just your password, something you have, like your phone or a hardware token, or something you are, like a fingerprint. This makes it exponentially harder for cybercriminals to access your accounts, even if they manage to steal your password. Think of it as a second, stronger lock on your digital door, and frankly, it's the single most impactful security measure most people overlook. How can a password manager become my digital superhero? Password managers are truly invaluable tools. They generate strong, unique, and complex passwords for each of your online accounts, then store them securely in an encrypted vault. This eliminates the need to reuse passwords, a major vulnerability, and simplifies managing dozens of different logins. It's an effortless way to boost your security posture without memorizing a single complex string of characters. My account might be compromised, what's the first move? If you suspect any unauthorized activity on your accounts, the absolute first step is to immediately contact your bank or the service provider directly. Don't use contact information from the suspicious email. Go to their official website or call the number on the back of your card. Simultaneously, change your passwords for that account and any others where you might have reused it. Then, meticulously review your account for any unfamiliar transactions or changes. What are the essential habits for bulletproof online security? Improving your online security is an ongoing journey, not a one-time fix. Regularly update your passwords, and use a password manager, enable two-factor authentication on every service that offers it, and stay informed about the latest security threats. Educate yourself on recognizing sophisticated phishing scams, malware, and other common attack vectors. A healthy dose of digital skepticism, combined with these proactive habits, goes a long way. Looking back, I'd probably do a few things differently. I'd have been more proactive in discussing these fundamental security measures with friends and family before a crisis hit. But I'd definitely repeat the part where I took immediate, decisive action and supported Lisa through the entire, stressful process. We both learned truly valuable lessons that day. This experience reinforced, for me, the paramount importance of vigilance and ongoing education in cybersecurity. It's not just about deploying the right tools, it's profoundly about developing the right habits and fostering a mindset of continuous awareness. Sometimes, a little paranoia isn't such a bad thing in the digital world. And now, whenever I talk to someone about personal online security, I tell them Lisa's story. Because it matters, it really does.